This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
I'm going to guess it's because she might have known more. I don't know. Let's keep listening.
This TV situation. Do you know anything about Wendy's TV being broken?
I do.
And when was the TV broken, if you know?
Between June 11th and 18th. I think it's closer to the 11th, but 100% in that week.
And how do you know it was in that week?
Because we rented a movie, How to Train a Dragon 2, to give the kids a special movie night. And I have text messages where I'm discussing having seen the movie by the 18th with friends.
So you were able to a fair amount of
Yeah, they were friends. Yeah.
All right. So do you get the movie or?
Well, it was back in the day. It was Redbox. So I rented a DVD from a Redbox. It was 24 kitten.
Right, and go over there with the movie, and what happens when you arrive?
I walk in the door, and Ms. Adelson asks me to look at her television because there's something wrong with the television.
And what was wrong with the television?
Well, I turned it on, and I was immediately confused because it really shouldn't have been a question. As soon as you turn the TV on, it's been struck by an object and is damaged and basically unusable.
Can you explain what the damage looked like?
Yeah, it looked like somebody stood in front of it, took their fist, and hit it like that was my first impression.
Kind of like a shatter mark with spiders.
Yeah, and like an impact radar, and then there's, and it's all pixelated and distorted, which makes it very difficult. Really, no one would watch this TV unless you had to. And I had second thoughts about that. I looked around the room. Maybe the kids broke it. So I looked all around the room, and it didn't seem plausible. That the children broke it. They're very small. This object had to be kind of heavy. I'd thrown a ball around with them. I just couldn't see how the kids could have done it.
But you didn't see how it got busted.
I didn't see. I didn't know for sure. And I didn't know we'd be discussing this in a murder trial. So I didn't like investigate further or think about it very much, to be honest with you. I just thought, okay.
Were there other TVs in the house?
There was a TV in the back bedroom, a similar make and model that we had watched television with the kids before I met. TV before, so yes.
That where you watched the movie that night?
No, I went to go hook up the DVD player in the back room. Miss Adelson insisted that it would not work. And actually stopped me from even trying. So thought that was very odd, but I didn't want to argue. And it's her house, her TV, her kids. So I said, okay.
So did you watch the movie on the broken TV?
Yeah, we gave the kids movie night where we watched a movie on a broken television that was distorted enough that you could follow what was happening, but the kids are whining and crying the whole time. And I wasn't whining or crying exactly, but I was tempted to because it was pretty frustrating. And I just didn't understand, what was going on. And of course, I had related that this TV is broken, it's unwatchable, it's not covered by warranty, and to get a new TV, and I offered to go do that for her anytime she wanted. She's a busy single mom. I'll run by Best Buy, get you a new TV. It was not like an 8-inch TV or something that was really that luxurious. It was a TV like you'd see in a dorm room, so we could have replaced it right away.
Did you end up getting a new TV?
No, she turned me down several times on that offer, and again, it's her house. I tried to respect her boundaries, and I said, oh, okay. But it was inconvenient, because after dinner, it's nice to be able to put the kids in front of that TV while you clean up the dishes and stuff, and just sat there being an inconvenience for a while.
All right. I want to ask you about, when is Ms. Adelson's birthday?
Let's pause for a second.
April 22nd.
I wanted something to say about that TV thing.
Go ahead.
Too.
Yeah.
How much of a setup does that sound like? Like, okay, I have to have a reason that the TV's broke. I have to have somebody come out and look at it the day of the murder. And I'm going to have my boyfriend come over to experience this so that they know I'm not lying.
Interesting. Look at you, Shaggy.
So to know that she's not lying, that she has a broken TV, and that's why there's a TV repairman coming over to fix the broken TV?
Correct.
And Charlie bought her the TV. So do you think Charlie bought her the TV with the intention of going, we're going to break this TV?
I don't know about that necessarily, but I do find it odd that week he's over to watch with the kids. The TV's not working. She's got to have somebody come out. And ironically, she doesn't remember the timing, according to her last testimony in the last court case. She didn't remember exactly when the TV got broken. It could have been a month. It could have been a week, whatever. It sounds like it was the week of. Is that possible?
Yeah.
And he's well, it sounds like it was broken for a longer time because he's saying, you know, I've offered several times. It sounds like more than a week where Jeff was saying, I can get you a new TV. So it might have been broken longer. But I think that the timing of the break doesn't really matter so much as to the purpose of the break and why it's there. And Charlie is the one who bought the TV. When he delivers the TV, literally says, it's cheaper than buying you a hitman. Why are you making that joke at that moment in time? Now, I get dark humor. I mean, I'm full of it, obviously.
Yeah.
And I could see if I had a sister, which I don't. I had cats. So let's say one of my cats was a human being.
Perfect.
And was a sister. And this was going on. And I could see making a macabre joke like that if this individual is being portrayed as being a really shitty human being, even if he's not. But you know, that's the story you're getting from your sister. And like, you know, and that's where it ends. You're not like seriously thinking about going and buying a hitman. You're just making a macabre joke. But when it's put all into this context here, he makes the joke about the hitman. The hitman is literally what takes place as part of the alibi of Wendy not being there, pulling the trigger or having anything to do with it. She's there with Geek Squad and Best Buy to get it fixed at the time of the actual murders. I do wonder how far back that goes. This is part of the genius of Charlie and Wendy, who basically, in my opinion, probably have the brains of about 12-year-olds when it comes to problem-solving skills, because Donna has been that brain most of their lives. So a 12-year-old may think something like this up. It's like, well, we got to break some. Okay, I'll bring a TV. That'll be the alibi. Break the TV.
Yeah.
There's the alibi.
There's
the boyfriend who has the witness. I give him more credit because they do think, they seem to think this through a little bit. It's stupid. It doesn't really hold up, but it is kind of a manufactured piece of this that doesn't seem to be, why is there a broken TV involved in this story at all? And the hitman joke connected to the television and all of that. So I agree. I do wonder if that the TV was not fixed for that purpose, obviously. And again, one of the first things I wrote down when we started listening to this, can anyone be that stupid about TV damage? If you looked at a TV and you clearly see it looks like something, some object hit it, whether it be a fist or a bottle of juice, whatever it may be, hit it, shattered it, spiderwebs going off through the TV. Is anyone stupid enough to think, hey, I can fix that?
Apparently she was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was just going to say,
I guess you can't be. Was she, or did she know? Did she just need the repair people to come and say, yeah,
that's
broken?
That's it. Yeah. She needed an alibi. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she's that stupid to realize that TV's not fixable.
And also, and I would hope so. And the other piece is, and I have to throw this back out there. Obviously, as Jeff was saying, the kids were whining about the TV. It was a real issue for them, blah, blah, blah. How long would a mother deal with that if the TV had been broken for a longer period of time? And also the kids didn't seem to say, yeah, we've been dealing with this a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it almost just kind of happened before he was brought over to witness the damage.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yes. Yeah. 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 I agree. And I find it, this is the first time I've picked up on this piece on the testimony of, well, I'll take the DVD player to the back room and we'll, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Of course it is. You plug it in and you may not know how to set this up yourself. This day and age is pretty simple. You plug a cord in and press play, but I get it. Some people can't do that. With this, why wouldn't you just take that solution? Because she had to make sure the kids knew the TV was broken. She had to make sure he knew it was broken.
Yes.
And let that simmer for a little bit. We're going to watch a whole damn movie on it. So those kids are going to be able to reflect on that and go, yeah, the TV was broken. It'd be the first thing they say when they talk about watching something on that TV. So everybody knows the damn TV is broken. That was a message that had to be brought across to all those people. I'm guessing maybe Donna had a part in this of, you got to tell them this, you got to do this. I'm guessing this might all be by Donna's directive in one way, shape or form. And Wendy's going along with what, you know, what Donna, what the leader says is best. Wow, that's an interesting, because I've always been weary on the TV. Like, what is the element? Why?
This makes really more sense. She really wanted him to remember that experience. Yeah. That's why they couldn't try the other TV. Yep. That's why she let the kids whine about it all night long and actually watch the movie, right? Yep. Like, they could have decided to go do something else. Nope, nope, we're going to watch it.
Yeah.
We're going to experience this so it never leaves your mind.
That's the TV story.
Yep. Yeah, it's sinister.
God. People.
Humans.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.